everything I had planned, you guys just kind of like wiped it off the plate, you know, which is a God thing. Because are you being obedient to listen to the Spirit of God? A number one, a Wyatt Mullenix thought, you're ultimately responsible for the amount of chaos you allow in your life. You're on drug court, you do 35 if it says 35. You know what I mean? You show up and pee clean. You've given them the key to your butt kicking machine. So we did it. I was on drug court. I'm an ex-con. You know, I did all that same stuff. Restoration, Devin, with your son. This is my biological son right here, 41, 42 years old. I wasn't in his life. But see, now we're in each other's lives, and it was after 30 plus years of him having to put up without me. But now we're restored and we're breaking the chains of that addiction. So give it up, you know, so you can do it. And the ones that are wondering what's going on, why we worrying, don't worry about a thing, because when we're worrying, it produces stress. And then when we're stressed, we're worried. But if we go to what the Word, well, hi, Pam. If we go to the Word of God, which is our strength, that's what's going to make it through the drug court. That's what's going to make it through the hope court, the restoration court, the vet court, pet court, whatever court we are in. Coming out of a residential program, most of my guys from the Dream Center are sitting right back there. We know what a residential program is, but we also understand another type of program, 12-step program. We do a faith-based program. Whatever works, works. But you got to quit worrying about things. What's that producing for you? Stress? If you're not doping, guess what's going to happen when you pee? Going to be clean. It's going to be, I guarantee you it's going to be clean. I didn't dope. If you ain't drinking, it don't matter if street people are saying he's an alcoholic, he's drinking every night. I don't worry about what people, places, or things say about me. My actions speak louder than my words. So people will talk about you. I'm cool with that. I've been talking about, I'm 62 years old. Talk about me. I don't care, because see, there's this dude named Jesus. Not you, homie. It's in red. The Word of God is in red. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it says, that is why I tell you, Jesus' words, not to worry. He's telling you, don't worry about your everyday life. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear. Why are you worrying about that? Pretty sure that we all had enough clothes to wear today. Amen?
Amen.
I'm pretty sure we came in here and ate and we had enough food to eat. Amen? We didn't have to worry about that. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Check this out. Look at the birds. I heard this dude preach this yesterday. I said, I never even thought about it. They don't do nothing. They just cruise. I'm glad this is just on tape and not video. They just cruise, dude. They just sit up on the perch and look around. But see, God still feeds them. God still feeds these birds that do absolutely nothing. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns. For our Heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? Wow. I said, man. And I'm worried about things I can't control. We worry about things we can't control, and most of those things will never happen anyway. I'm facing 104 years to life. 3-strike habitual offender. I was going to prison, no ifs, ands, or buts. But I wasn't worried about it. I did it. I knew it was where I was going to be. I didn't care if people say, oh, you one of them jailhouse conversions. Praise God I wasn't dead. Come on.
Amen.
Come on. You was at 417 South Calhoun Street in a block and you got your life together. Praise God you went to Michigan City. I did San Quentin, Folsom, Corcoran, and Pelican Bay. I did prison. These shot my boys down in there. They did prison. My boys, we did prison. But prison didn't do us. Prison did not do us. I am 21 years out of the penitentiary system. Now I am a licensed, ordained minister slash pastor.
Amen.
Where do I go now? Guess what? To the prisons. I'm like, you big dummy, he got you out and you still go back in there. Why? Because, see, I know how they feel. But when we worry, we're telling God, I don't really trust you, homie. I don't trust you. Wendy Davis has got my backside right now. Fran Gold don't like me. I already violated 2-3 times. We don't even want to go about Kern. But see, we did that. So now we're worried about that. Why are you rolling up in the dope house? My brother and I, my brothers, we walk with 10-point coalition in the hood for a reason. We're OGs, man. We want to reach them little dudes at 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, talk to them about what's real in life. Someone asked my partner one day, what? You go to the dope house? Well, where else are they going to get hope? We'll take the hope of Jesus right up there to the front door. Because, see, we don't worry about what people think about us. Because, see, we serve one master. We're not double-minded. Some of you are double-minded. I just went into the Community Christians. I just did a drop, so I got a blunt out in the car, and I'll be good for 3 days. Probably not. That don't work, does it, bro? It don't work. Either you're in or you're out. You're up or you're down. But if you're worrying about it, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Dude, it took all my hair. I worried so much. Man, you don't need to worry if you're doing what's right. Because, see, if we don't trust Jesus, the scripture says we shouldn't expect to receive anything from Jesus. Uh-oh. Some of you are like, oh, it can't say that. It pretty well does. Red letter day, baby. Do what you're supposed to do. I'll wrap myself off, dude. I run with a radar detector, okay? I like to go fast. Every one of my vehicles have a radar detector. I drive back and forth from the south side of Fort Wayne to Huntington 2-3 times a day, 80 to 100, if the roads are clear. But I'm teaching, you ready? Teaching my 15-year-old daughter to drive. Now, okay, I had a meeting in Huntington at 3:45. I pick her up from her homeschool gig at 3 o'clock, and she said, and she got her permit. She's like, I want to drive. And I said, you can't, babe. I got to be over at this meeting, blah, blah, blah. I'm rolling. I didn't turn my turn signal on for 3 clicks. And I hear this little bird in the back seat go, that is only 2 clicks. I said, shut up. Mom over here goes, what are you teaching her? And I said, to mind her own business. Radar detector goes off, laser, whip, whip. And I said, hit the brakes. And she goes, Dad. I went, boom, what am I teaching this child? Pick your sin or obey all laws. I still got to stop at Starbucks for my beautiful wife and this little demon child that calls me daddy. And we were still 2 minutes early for the 3:45 meeting. Doing the speed limit. Now, I said, okay, I had to apologize and blah, blah, blah. And so James 1:5-8 comes to the mind. If any of you lack wisdom, boom, shot me right in the forehead. You should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault and it will be given to you. I'm trying to establish a relationship with my 41-year-old son. But I've now got a 15-year-old daughter that I'm teaching something totally different. His was dope. Hers is you just got to pick your sin. But do we worry about it? No, I repent. I repent, man. I repent. Okay, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you got to ask for the wisdom. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Well, we can't play, family. That's what's giving us worry. Go in front of Wendy Davis, clean and sober, and then community correction or CDS or your pastor or your mentor or somebody like that, and telling them the truth. And guess what? Your integrity starts to go up. Amen. Your respect. We're mentors in the same courts that we used to get sentenced in. Are you kidding me? But we got integrity. Our character's reestablished. We're competent. And now we know our call. We're no different than you guys at all. Please understand that. Please understand that. But this morning I made a decision. Same decision I've made for 15 years. I decided to follow Jesus. And I still sinned with my little radar. Am I perfect? No. But my veins are clean. My piss is clean. And if you could get a hair off of my hair, it'd be clean as well. So don't worry about things if you're doing what you need to do. You got court cases, family, go to them. Go to them, because that's one less burden on our heads and on our brains. Deal with our consequences of our prior choices, and everything will start smoothing out. Tony, you make it through drug court. You're phase three, homie. You can do it. But you got to tell yourself you can do it. Guarantee it. I know you can do it. It's important to him that we trust him. Who's him? Who's him? Jesus. Thank you, man. Y'all are now sitting like the choir. Name's Jesus. It's important to him that we trust him. It's an insult to him to worry and not trust him after all he has done for us. I ain't going to a cross for you, family. He did. He created you perfect. Perfect for him, and it's his image. But we have a choice. We can get up and continue to worry about not being a daddy. Be a daddy. You're a couple years, homie, 30 years without my boy right here. So, dude, and the cool thing about kids, especially these ones, they don't even think about it once you, the relationship you have with your three little girls, they love you unconditionally today, don't they? How long you been out? 3 months? 3 months. 3 months. Got out on Thanksgiving, dude. Thanksgiving. I dropped his butt off on the couch with his little girls, and he ain't left them since. Got your kids reestablished, Alan? Friday. There you go. Friday, going to have his kids homeschool or home from Michigan. Amen. Come on, man. Mike, got a text from your boy?
Yep.
Reestablished, ain't you?
Yep.
Come on, man. I don't lie about this stuff. I'm not lying to you. These are sitting here. Give them a round of applause. So if you don't think God's in the business of healing your relationships, quit worrying about it and start doing something about it. My favorite thing, tell them, suck it up, buttercup. You're almost there. You're almost there. God knows. He knows the struggle you are going through. He knows how you feel, and he understands. Wow. He ain't judging you no more. Quit judging yourself. You are not the judge, and you are not the jury. He is. If you're doing what's right, we go out here and get killed. We were at a mayor's convention thing or something. Mayor did something the other day. Suited up, man, tie. I wasn't. I was still like I am now, but suited, going in here, and all of a sudden we get a phone call. One of our girls' daughter died right then. Right then. Mayor wasn't important to us anymore. We ran out of the Grand Wayne Center, flew over here to the hood to support our families. How come we did that? A, number one, we were clean and sober, was there to support that sister. Not one of us said, wait, man, wait, I got to get something to clean up. We rolled, dude, rolled. Because, see, we serve a mighty God. We didn't worry about what we couldn't do. We took it because we knew what we could do. You got to be ready. If my phone rings in the middle of the night, I'm not going to put it on voicemail, man. I'm going to get up and go. Someone said on a beautiful report, it was just out today on Positively Fort Wayne, she said, we don't have bulletproof vest. We had God-proof vest. Man, we're gangbangers, dudes. We're dope fiends in the old day. Today, we're revived. And we don't have to worry about people or places or things or what they say about us. Because our integrity's in line. Our respect's in line. Our character's in line. Our competency is in line. And we're learning our call to Jesus Christ. Amen? Most people worry because they don't know their true value. You know how valuable you are? Earlier we talked about this dude, this bird. You more valuable than a bird? Man, I could keep you here till midnight on this topic. But I won't, out of respect. Psalm 139. Listen to this. Oh Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. He created you. Oh, I'm just going to hide this little bit of deception over here. Shut up. He knows. But I can hide it from my parole officer. I tried hiding it from my wife. I'll tell you a quick one. I used to smoke Marlboro like a chimney, 3-4 packs a day. Keep my weed in this pack right over here, stashed in the little baggy thingy. And she'd say, are you smoking weed? I said, no, ma'am. Are you lying to me? No, ma'am. What's this? Why we lie to our own people? And that's my wife. That was my wife. But we'll go in there and sit there in front of the parole, probation. You been looking for work? Yes, ma'am. Show me a thing. Well, I left it. It's somewhere. Pastor must have it. You know, let me get a hold of pastor. He knows I was at church Sunday. He ain't seen you in 6 years. Why y'all lying? Tell the truth and you don't have to worry about it. You know when I sit down or I stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. Some of you are like, I need a nap right now. This dude needs to quit preaching. You're probably the one that needs to stay awake for a few more minutes. You're probably the one, Trav. Jesus loves you, dude. You know he loves you. Repent. Fall back in his arms. Be reestablished. That's it. Don't let nothing drive you any further away from that. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. Yeah. Woo-wee. Sometimes I'll be like, Lord, I want to say that. I want to give him a piece of my mind. He said, son, you ain't got a good piece left. Don't say it. Bite your tongue. I had surgeries on my tongue to stitch them back. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. But do you have him in your heart? It's 18 inches between here and here. That's where we get lost in the worry zone. I need finances. I need this. I need that. Dude, I was poor. I ain't gonna lie, I was poor. I was dirt poor. Today, my bank account ain't rich, but I got food in my house. I got a wife that trusts me. I got brothers that believe in me. I got a son that's established. I don't need cash. I got everything I'd ever need. Everything I ever need. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest ocean, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. Get out of the dark, family. Get out of the dark. Start living in the light. Quit worrying about things that you cannot control and start controlling things you can. And that's you. God cares for you and he can be trusted to take care of all that concerns you. All of it. I'm going to go down and wrap it up with this. You know, when a preacher says, I'm going to wrap it up with this, it's only about another hour. Why y'all laugh, man? At least 30 minutes. Right, Pastor? Hey. Psalm 138, 7 and 8. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will accomplish that which concerns me. Your unwavering loving kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Amen. But do you know him? My wife threw this one on here. My son knows. My wife, she puts all this together for me. She's amazing, dude. She did this as I was doing 80 earlier. Okay. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but never gets you anywhere. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but never gets you anywhere. Quit worrying, family, because, see, God's got you. Now, we got a few moments here, and I just have this Holy Ghost thought process. There's somebody in this room that needs to rededicate their life to Christ. There really is. There's somebody that needs to say, hey, you know what, God, I want back in. I just want to repent. And I'm going to give you that opportunity. Travis, I don't know if it's you, bro, but this is your night. But out of respect, here's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to get in a big old glorious circle. And we're going to pause for a minute. And then I'm going to say a prayer. And this prayer is going to invite you to say it back. As I say a line, if you want to repent, you say a line. And when we're done and you say amen, and if you've rededicated your life to Christ, praise God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's shut it down.
After you do that, and you pray, and you know when we get to close, can we say a prayer for Ben?
Big Ben?
I talked to Ben.
Okay.
I've been talking to him a little bit.
Okay.
He's just been real busy.
Let's get him back over here. Hey, family, can we go around this way a little bit?
Nope.
Yeah. Come on. All right, all heads bowed, all eyes closed. Again, I'm going to say it, and you can just repeat after me, and then after that prayer is done, I'm going to close this with one final prayer. Father God in heaven,
I admit I'm a sinner.
I ask for your forgiveness, Lord.
I believe you died for my sins.
I believe you ascended to heaven.
And sit at the right hand of the Father.
And today, Father God.
I ask for total forgiveness.
Of my past.
And today, Father God.
I choose.
To leave it right here.
In your arms.
On your lap.
100%.
Forgiven.
Forgiven. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
And before we say amen, Father, I just want to ask special prayers on our brother Ben and those that are still searching and guiding and being a part of our lives, Lord. We just ask for a protective hedge around him and his family, Lord. And anybody, Lord Jesus, that is hurting or having somebody outside of this circle that is hurting, Lord, we ask for a protective hedge around them as well. Lord, this is faith-based. This is what it's about, is asking for forgiveness and the love of Jesus Christ to incorporate us, Lord, as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are family. And together, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen.